Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
As I look at the headlines, folks, I notice a theme. And that's what we do when we begin the show. I'll tell you exactly how it works. I want you to know how the sausage is made. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, by the way. This is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Be sure to go get your free shirt from us. You're going to see lots of changes, lots of new graphics. You're going to see lots of great stories. You're going to get lots of videos. I promise you, if you go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, you're going to be overly impressed. If you join the FlickFest.com, you're going to be unbelievably impressed. We got great news coming, and I have so many great things to talk to you about and show you, so go there. If you want to get a hold of me, 844-551-8255. And as many of you know, if you leave a message on the show, I'll call you. If you ask me to, I'll give you a buzz. If I have the time, and generally I do. I mean, at some point, I'm going to call you. It may not be the day that you talk to me or whatever, you know, you leave me a message, but I will call you. Anyway, I was noticing this theme in the headlines, and it is the silencing of America is the theme. They want to silence us. They do not want you to have a voice. And let me just give you a couple of hints. Press secretary dodges questions about crime wave. And I saw something the other day. I'm paraphrasing the title, but it was Nancy Pelosi essentially did the same thing. She didn't want to recognize that there's a crime wave. Now, for those of you who are questioning, and I don't mean LGBTQ questioning, I'm saying questioning, you know, where are these crime waves occurring? It's probably because you don't live near them. You live in what's called the suburbs, the surrounding area. But let me tell you where the crime wave is occurring. It is occurring in every major city in America. And you know what's happening? People are putting two and two together. And they understand 2 + 2 = Democrat. That's right. That's the mathematics of it, folks. 2 + 2 = leftism. They're putting it together. And the Democrats are scared. They have to figure it out because they have lots of issues. And here's the good news about these issues. These are not superficial, ethereal issues like global climate change, right? The biggest existential threat to mankind, which where are we at now in year 12 for AOC in the countdown? Do we only have 9 years left, is it? I think she made this comment in 2019, so we're 3 years in. I don't know what you're going to do, but you've only got 9 years left. No, folks, the problems that America is experiencing right now are things that hit them where it hurts. They're getting kicked in the naughty bits every day with something. I don't know whether it's gas prices. I don't know whether it's food prices. I don't know whether it's, I don't know if I'm going to have my job, or they're dealing with medical issues now because they got the death poke, or they're tired of wearing a mask and they got COVID fatigue. But they're getting antsy, and the Democrats know it. And that's why the misinformation will continue. The clampdown on anybody who dare go against the negative narrative will continue. You knew where I was headed with that. Here's another title. Georgetown headline. Georgetown professor placed on leave after disagreement over Biden's approach to SCOTUS pick. So here's a guy that spoke out and said, you know what? I don't think we should be making a decision as big as the Supreme Court and limiting the choices, especially by racializing and genderizing it. And he gets put on leave. Oh, how dare you? You know, what's he supposed to say? I think it's wonderful that we're going to have an affirmative action choice yet again. See, Barack Obama gave us two affirmative action choices for the Supreme Court, Elena Kagan and Sotomayor. He made it women, and then he chose Latina women, right? Why did he do that? To placate women. Women should see that 1,000 miles away and go, you know what? I get what you're doing. Now, you can be happy and say, you know what? I know he did that, and it was a pander to women. But we got two women on the court. Okay, well, one of them's pretty dumb. Sotomayor is bona fide dumb. I don't know about Kagan, but I know Sotomayor is dumb. She speaks without having all the information. That's what makes a person dumb. So, you know, Barack Obama placates. What did Joe Biden do? He says, well, if I pick a VP, it's going to be a woman of color. Okay, well, how did that work out? He chose a woman of color, Kamala Harris. You know why Biden chose Kamala Harris? Because she dared accuse him of being a racist. Because he is. The dude that hung out with segregationists. You remember what how she got popular for a minute during the primaries, the Democratic primaries, was when she attacked Biden. Hey, let me ask. Supreme Court, black Supreme Court justice consideration. These women, I'll tell you what, attack Biden on his racism or his sexism, and you will be the nominee. It really is that simple. But anyway, going back to these headlines, it's all these things that I want you to understand, they want you afraid to speak out as a conservative. It's Joe Rogan, and he got his wings clipped. Oh, Spotify had to redid their policy for Rogan, and Rogan apologized and all this. He didn't apologize. He says, you know what, I'll bring other people on the show that have a differing point of view. What, is Joe Rogan supposed to be right in all his opinions? Because I would love to check Joe Rogan against CNN. Cuomo blatantly lied. Oh, Kevin, he's gone from CNN. They got rid of him. Yeah, he got rid of him, but after the fact. How many lies did the dude tell? Right to your face. Get this one. Here's one. National Archives receives Trump's documents ripped and retaped. See, what they want to tell you is, if you're a Trump supporter, we will rip you up, and we may put you back together, but you will never be the same. We learned that the IRS is being weaponized. I'm just giving you some headlines. These are the things the press wants you to read so you will be afraid. We're going to weaponize the IRS. We're going to be looking at your bank accounts. We're going to be looking at your taxes. And man, 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 well, you know who plays by the rules? We do. Look at the bank account. Look at my taxes. I'm not happy to have you do it, but let me tell you, you're not going to find anything. But wait until we get power. Wait until we're back in. You think we're going to handle it the same way? Joe Biden, here's another one. Monitoring gun purchases. They admitted it. What's that about? Anyway, folks, lots to talk about today. We're going to dissect some of these headlines and some of the commentary that people have made. And I promise you, we're going to have a great show. Thanks for being here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo, I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
In the first segment, I covered things that, headlines that sort of pointed to this area of misinformation and this attempt to demoralize us. And essentially what I'm telling you is it isn't working. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. It isn't working because you are strong in faith. You're good. You're strong like bull. Now, the reason is you can think. You can watch. I think you can put the patterns together and understand that the Democrats are the ones desperate. I mean, think about it. Look at all the things that they've done that they've screwed up. Look at who they've put in charge. Look at who's pretty much going to have a bad year. I mean, look at the age of these people that have been running roughshod over us for decades, and they're about to cash out. You know what I'm saying? It's over. And so they're losing that fight. And every single day, you gain in strength. Remember the old days where we were like, oh, man, we're losing the youth. We're losing the women. We're losing the Latinos and the blacks and the Guatemalan midgets. And guess what? Nope. Guatemalan midgets are all in for us now, boy. They're voting for us. They're voting with us. The exodus of the left is amazing. And all you got to do is let the left be the left. They've lied to you about everything. They've tried to maneuver you into things that you that defy common sense. And it's even getting down to the level to where common sense, get this, check this out, is making a comeback. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Let me give you a few headlines to show you that we're winning, okay? And then, for the rest of the hour, we will delve into some of these topics. So let's begin with ivermectin. Ivermectin was called a horse tranquilizer. It's been given overseas for many, many, you know, months to fight against the dreaded Wu flu. It works. It has unbelievable side effects. I mean, think about this. The side effect of ivermectin is it might cure cancer. And you can't get Democrats to talk about it because they want to sell those pharmaceuticals. They want to get you hooked. And so ivermectin, get this, headline, has an antiviral effect on Omicron. And it also has a side effect of curing cancer. And the Democrats don't want you to know about it. We'll get to that in a bit. Denver, dropping mask mandates. I want you to just understand that you're winning. Denver, Colorado, pretty much becoming an epicenter of leftism, has decided to drop its mask mandates and its vax mandates. I know, folks. All those people that, I better get vaccinated so I can go out to eat. Well, you don't have to. SCOTUS has already ruled against it. It's dying on the vine. By the way, what did I tell you folks about how the left is going to start backing away slowly? You know, like they spotted the bear in the woods. They're just going to slowly back away. They're not going to take off running because then you'll know that the fix was in. But they're going to, you're going to look up in a year and the left is going to go, what are you talking about? We were talking about mandates and locking down people and forcing vaccines. I mean, yeah, people are crazy. We would never have suggested such things. They're going to pretend. Trust me. It's already happening. So Denver's dropping its mask mandates. Again, want to show you we're winning. You ready for the next one? Universal health care fails in the Californicate Senate. That's right, folks. The Californicators voted against universal health care in the Senate. Now, I'm going to delve into some of these a bit later, as I told you. But I started off this show talking about the silencing of America, what they don't want to tell you, what they don't want you talking about. And now I'm going to show you. It's leaking out. They can't stop it. So they're having to back away. No. And their people are recognizing it. You recognize it. And I promise you, folks, this is not a bunch of conservatives going, patting ourselves on the back, going, yeah, we feel it. Everybody's feeling it. You ready for the next one? Spice Company CEO begs for customers after he dissed Republicans. Now, that wasn't the title, but that's the gist of it. This is a guy that made it clear he didn't need, I don't need Republicans to buy my products. We'll talk about that. Now he's begging for us. See, let me tell you something. I dare any company to go out there and publicly say, I don't need a Republican or a conservative's business. I dare you. Now, let me tell you what they will do. They will elude. They will side with the other people. Let me tell you how slick they are. They will never say anything against us, but they will absolutely support the other side. They will say, I'm for BLM, but they won't say they're against us. And so what do we do?
I guess I'll still buy those Nikes because they never really said anything against us. I completely disagree that they support that racist terrorist group, BLM, but I'll keep buying their stuff.
And that's why they don't get penalized. But if you stopped, if you penalized them, they would stop in a New York minute. They would stop. Anyway, Spice Company CEO begging for customers. Maybe we'll get into that story a little bit. Here's another one. Another headline. Sean Penn, speaking on feminized men, he says that they're suffering from, quote, cowardly genes. Sean Penn, yeah. Oh, you heard me right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did not, you know, skip over it or what. I didn't use the wrong name. Sean Penn, vapid leftist dude. Hey, Sean Penn, where's your negative comments about Trump? Where's that? I told you the only person I see speaking, talking smack right now against the I'm going to talk about her, is Bette Midler. Sean Penn is now standing up for dudes. Trust me, he ain't the only one. So when I talk to you about these stories and I tell you, this is what's going on, I want you to be able to frame this in your own world. What are you seeing? You're seeing a whole different set of stuff than I. What are you seeing? Because I'm going to tell you, if you're really looking, there's no way you cannot understand that we're not winning. We're winning and we're winning big. And even when they talk, when I talk about the losing, right, the silencing of America, the press secretary dodging questions on the crime wave, thinking that it's going to go away. It ain't going away. The crime wave is legit. It is real. And it is a Democrat problem. It's their albatross, as are all the other things I've talked about. We'll be back. Keep it here.
Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the situation along the Ukraine-Russia border continues to escalate, the United States is taking action. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
President Biden is sending U.S. troops to Europe in the wake of Russian posturing at the Ukraine border. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby from the lectern.
An additional force of about approximately 2,000 troops from the United States
to Europe in the next few days. The 82nd Airborne Division is deploying components of an infantry brigade combat team and key enablers to Poland, and the 18th Airborne Corps is moving a joint task force capable headquarters to Germany. This force is trained and equipped for a variety of missions to deter aggression and to reassure and to defend our allies.
CNN President Jeff Zucker is stepping down after he didn't disclose an affair with a longtime colleague. USA Radio News. A group of pro-mask parents are suing Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin and others in his administration.
A group of parents who have children with disabilities filed a federal lawsuit on Monday challenging Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin's executive order making masks optional in schools. The defendants named in the suit include Youngkin, who took office last month, as well as Virginia's Attorney General and the state superintendent of schools. The lawsuit joins two others challenging the executive order that have been filed against Youngkin and other state officials since he signed it on day one of his administration. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Flight cancellations are continuing to add up amid the latest winter storm hitting the United States. The total stands at more than 1,400 cancellations so far. Airports including Chicago O'Hare, St. Louis, Denver, Detroit, and Dallas-Fort Worth International are the trouble spots around the country. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The left wants to silence us, but it's not working. Let me just play you a couple of clips. We're going to talk about something we talked about in the first segment, which is Psaki dodging questions about the crime wave. And here's the fallout. They were talking about this on Fox News. And here's a Senator Kat something. I forget her last name, but she's talking about this on Fox News.
Congresswoman, President Biden visits New York. It's good to see you both, by the way. The president is coming to New York City this week. We've got the murders of two New York City cops, rising violent crime. But I'd like you both to listen to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She's being called out for this. Watch.
If you look at Fox on a daily basis, I mean, do you remember the four boxes that you had that we had on all the TVs, right? Which is on my TV right now. So right now, just to give you a sense, so CNN, Pentagon, as many as 8,500 U.S. troops on heightened alert. Okay, true. Same on MSNBC. CNBC is doing their own thing about the market. And then on Fox is Jeanine Pirro talking about soft on crime consequences. I mean, what does that even mean, right? So there's an alternate universe on some coverage. What's scary about it is a lot of people watch that, and they think that the president isn't doing anything to address people's safety in New York, and that couldn't be farther than the truth.
Your reaction, Congresswoman?
Wow, that is infuriating. And, you know, I just think of the words of President Trump, everything woke goes to crap. In this case, everything woke seems to be turning into crime or chaos. And for Jen Psaki to say that there is an alternate reality out there, how about she say that to the wife and family of the firefighter who was battling a fire, a blaze, who was shot just today? This administration is so out of touch. It's clear that they are so hell-bent on an agenda of dependency and control, making Americans dependent on big government so that they can maintain control, that they have forgotten that everything they touch goes to either crime or chaos. We have 30% increase in murders just in 2020. As the wife of a first responder, I can tell you the fact that we have ballistic vests on fire trucks and officers retiring at record rates, that is the truth, that is the reality, and the White House needs to get with the program.
Okay, so the Congresswoman, welcome back, by the way, Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The Congresswoman is a Republican. So you think to yourself, well, surely Republicans are going to say this. Now, she's got all the ammunition in the world. I've given you the statistics. She gave them 30% increase in violent crime, blah, blah, blah. And Psaki wants you to believe, oh, it's important. Joe Biden's addressing it. Joe Biden's addressing it. Joe Biden's curing cancer. Joe Biden's curing Wu flu. Joe Biden's making sure that America is number one around the world. I mean, everything is coming up roses. Look at the number of jobs he's created and the number of people, the lives he's saved. You know, the jobs he's saved. What the Democrats show every time they open their mouths is you can spin anything. You want to talk about putting lipstick on a pig. These guys, I mean, they can shine a turd and they will tell you it is gold. And will make you believe it if you're an idiot. But see, everybody's not an idiot. And I'm going to play the next clip of the Fox News report that has James Craig, former chief of police of Detroit, talking about crime, and he's responding to what Psaki said. And what I want you to understand is this guy is a Democrat. This isn't, you know, this is a guy that lived it. And you'll hear him say it. And then we're going to move on because we got a lot to cover. And I mean, with all these different subjects that I mentioned earlier, the headlines. And I want you to keep in mind, I'm trying to explain to you that you're winning. And I'm giving you the proof. This isn't Kevin's conjecture. This is me giving you proof. I'm giving you things to hold on to that you can go tell other people. James Craig is a Democrat, and he is saying Joe Biden's not doing anything, and he's also telling people stop voting for these idiots that aren't helping you. What he's saying really is he's a conservative who's hiding out as a Democrat who wants to fix this. You can't be in law enforcement for 4 decades and not understand the real problem here. Here's the clip.
Captain, to the Congresswoman's point, what was your reaction when you heard this? I mean, the Fox News' Jackie Heinrich asked Jen Psaki about her comments. She's pushing back, saying the White House is tough on crime and the president is against defunding the police. When you heard that sound, what did you hear? What was your reaction?
My reaction is simply this. Comedy. I was appalled. She's dismissive. She's smug. And, you know, having served over four decades in law enforcement, as a public servant, is disrespect. What do you say to the wife of the slain police officer? What do you say to the victims, mostly people of color and vulnerable communities, and she dismisses it? It's shameful. And I got to tell you, they want to throw money at it. They talk about police reform, social services. No, this is not about that. It's about policies, failed policies, and they want to understand and try to figure out how to reduce crime. They don't care. Their agenda truly is they don't really care. And let me just say this.
Yeah.
It's time for voters to step up and vote for folks like me in Michigan who's running for governor, who is going to be strong on crime. This must stop now.
Welcome back, everybody. James Craig, Democrat, black man, running for governor, speaking the truth. I'm appalled. She's dismissive. He said dismissive, but he meant dismissive. 4 decades in law enforcement. He talks about who? He talks about the victims. Who are the victims? Mostly people of color in vulnerable communities. You think he's the only one saying this? Do you think he's the only one seeing this? Of course you know he's not. And what does he say at the end? They don't care. They really don't care. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We care. 844-551-8255. I care so much I come on this program every day and explain to you how you can read between the lines. And here's the thing. It's not even reading between the lines anymore. It's hitting you square in your head. You got a big old bump right in the middle of your forehead because it's been hitting you there for the better part of a year. No, honestly, it's been hitting you there for decades. Certainly one decade once they elected Barack Obama. Look, folks, I'm not trying to beat up on anybody. I don't care. If Obama had been a good president, I would tell you. If Joe Biden were doing a good job, I would tell you. It's not going to happen. Leftism isn't going to win. It cannot. It is antithetical to common sense, to human nature. Because, see, humans really are programmed for good. I know there's some bad ones. They get screwed up along the way. Some of them are even born with the bad gene. But most of them are created. And you have a responsibility to stop it. See, when you see that person saying something nutty and you allow it to occur and you don't want to push back because, well, Kevin, I don't want to offend anybody's sensibilities, but you're okay to get yours offended. Right? You're okay. Well, I mean, I'm a bigger person. I can take it. Well, I can take it too, but I can also take it too. And I already told you guys, I don't know whether I said it this show or last show or 15 shows ago, but I'm going to tell you this. You get in my face, and I'll go Jackie, I'll go Seinfeld lawyer on you. Because I'm going to fight back. I'm going to fight back verbally, and if you want to push it, I will take it to the streets. And I say that, and I'm joking, but I'm not joking. Because I'm tired of it. I'm sick of people trying to make us feel bad about being right. Nobody should even make you feel bad about being wrong. They should be trying to help you to understand your behavior or whatever. But they certainly have no room to try to make you feel bad when you're right. And that's what James Craig is saying. James Craig is saying, look, I've seen enough. I've dealt with the politics of this. Why do you think I'm running for governor? I couldn't do it as black police chief. He wanted to solve the problems. Do you understand these black police chiefs really do want to solve the problem? But they get caught up in the political side of it. The AGs, the mayors, the governors. So this guy said, I'm going to try to fix it by becoming governor. Is he going to win? I don't know. I have no idea. But I know this. He's at a level of frustration that he should have been at decades before and probably has been. And he's not the only one. And the question we got to ask ourselves is, are we going to capitalize on this? I get so tired. People tell me all the time, hey, well, Kevin, there's black issues and black. I'm like, what is a black issue? Please explain it to me.
Well, Kevin, a black neighborhood, black...
No. There are bad neighborhoods. There's crime. And you can tell me blacks experience it more than somebody else, but let me tell you something. People are afraid of crime in the suburbs. I can tell you this point blank, because my cousin, who I was at her house in Humble, Texas, which is a suburb of Houston, the minute they let me in that house, you know what they did? They locked the door. When they came to the door, somebody unlocked it. I live in a place where people leave their doors unlocked. People are afraid all over this country of all colors, even in the suburbs. They're afraid of it leaking over. And that's exactly what's happening. That increase has got people afraid. And Psaki can laugh it off. Biden can laugh it off. But they won't be laughing it off in the midterms.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
All over the world, there is a revolt around this Wu Flu nonsense. And what we're talking about today, I talked earlier about the attempted silencing of America, and specifically around Wu Flu. Any doctor that speak against it loses their license, they lose their credentials, they get stripped of everything. Why? Because they're telling the truth. They're jumping in front of people, trying to fleece people out of trillions of dollars. What would you do? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to The Analysis of a Leftist Fail. COVID, a.k.a. Wu Flu, it's failing all around you. You don't have to look very hard. People are finally looking at real data. They're looking at every angle, every aspect of this, and you can only come to one conclusion despite what the vax Nazis want to tell you, what the mask Nazis want to tell you. One conclusion. It has been a lie, a ruse. Oh, Kevin, people really died. Yeah. People really died from car wrecks. People really died from everything. Tuberculosis. The real flu. The common cold. But they don't want to talk to you about this. But every single day, the revelations come through. And I don't even want to tell you it vindicates us, because that is the wrong word. Vindication is not necessary. I'm no epidemiologist, I'm no virologist, but I do know this. I got a PhD in common sense and from the School of Hard Knocks. And I know when somebody is trying to play game and run, we call it run game on me. And that is exactly what the left has done. The problem is, with all the effort that they put into this, the media barrage, the social media barrage, the Nazis, the vax Nazis, the mass Nazis, and all the incentives to do what they ask you to do. And suddenly, they find themselves still losing. Still losing. No matter what. Why can't we shut these people down? They have done everything they can to keep my voice from being heard. And many, many more like it. You can't go anywhere. You say, I just had two friends kicked off of YouTube. Why? Because they dare talk about ivermectin. They dare go against the grain and say, you know what? You should be looking. It is common sense to go looking for things from a pragmatic, truly scientific way. Talk about real science and watch what the left does. These people don't. They are so far from the scientific method for them to utter it. They just need to have the food slapped out of their mouths. Mid-chew. Liars. And I can prove it. I prove it every single day on this show. I talk about how bright you are. Why? Because I know that you can discern the wheat from the chaff. You know weed from landscape. And all I do is try to open your eyes to it and say, hey, guys, I'm just telling you what you already know. I'm telling you what you already feel in your gut. You know what many of you do? You question. You question yourselves. Well, Kevin, I don't have degrees in this, and I don't have that, and I'm not black, and I'm not Hispanic, and I'm not a woman, and I'm not a Guatemalan midget, so how can I speak on the plight of the Guatemalan midgets? Well, you can't. But you can speak on your common sense and how you would feel if you were a Guatemalan midget, and maybe the Guatemalan midget can relate.
I understand. I understand you, Kevin.
That's my version of a Guatemalan midget. Oh, my goodness. So you have the ability to do all this, and I'm just trying to inspire you to do it and not be quiet about it. Because I'm going to tell you what you already know. I'm going to give you this information, and I'm going to end it with this. You already knew this. You didn't need the Japanese pharmaceutical company Kowa to tell you that ivermectin has a, quote, antiviral effect against Omicron and other COVID-19 variants. I'm happy that the Kowa company validated what I already knew. But the finding, they say, was made at Tokyo's Kitasato University on a joint non-clinical research project, which has been testing the drug as a potential replacement for the disease, according to Reuters. Kowa said that ivermectin showed the, quote, same antiviral effect on, here it comes, folks, pay attention, I'm about to preach, all mutant strains, including Alpha, Delta, and Omicron. The company also noted that ivermectin suppresses invasion of the virus and inhibits its replication. But here's what's really interesting. Ivermectin is said to even cure cancer. I want you to understand the left does not want you to take a drug that not only protects you from the dreaded Wu flu and all its variants,
but it also might cure your cancer. You would think that they would be dancing on whoever developed ivermectin's grave, I'm assuming the dude is dead, or giving him Nobel Peace Prizes or something, Pulitzers, or giving him Emmys and letting him write books and make millions of dollars. But you don't hear much about that guy or those people or that woman or whoever it may have been that invented the horse tranquilizer. Because isn't that the way they sold it to us? Oh, you guys want to take a horse tranquilizer. Look at you. What are you, horses? You're a bunch of animals? Huh? Huh? What are you? No, we're none of that. But they accuse you of wanting to take a horse tranquilizer because they didn't want you to take something that would cure all of the diseases of Wu Flu and its variants, and also maybe cure your cancer. Can't have you living any longer, can we? I just want you to understand the foolish notion behind that. And in the meantime, guess what? Pharmaceutical companies are making stuff that will absolutely paralyze you. It will give you blood clots. It will give you heart attacks, enlarge your heart. It'll make you goofy. You name it. It'll make you magnetic. It's got nanoparticles in there that can kill you later. Spike proteins. I mean, yes, sign me right up. I want to jump right in there and get that. Meanwhile, at the hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin front, the $2, $3 dosages of things that could cure the disease, well, we can't go have that happening when we can give millions and millions, if not trillions of dollars, to ineffective vaccines that don't even protect you against anything. Yeah, why don't we go that route? That certainly sounds like the sane route. They go on, ivermectin is expected to be applied as a therapeutic drug, a tablet, for all new coronavirus infectious diseases, reads the report. That's right. The horse tranquilizer. What they tried to embarrass people for taking. What they got after Joe Rogan for taking. What they essentially made everybody feel like you were a barnyard animal and a bozo if you took. They already knew would help you. I know, but the politicians say, yeah, we're all for you, man. Well, guess what? That's not the only place where Wu Flu has taken a beating, because the city of Denver is going to lift many of its indoor mask and Wu Flu vaccine mandates this week. Beginning Friday, people will no longer be required under a public health order to wear a mask or show proof of vaccination for entry into a business. In the city of Denver, this according to Mayor Michael Hancock, he said this in a tweet. Now let me tell you what's happening. I already said it before. This is the backing away from the Wu Flu scam of the Democrats. This is Mayor Hancock getting a jump on it, saying, you know what, I'm going to already start the distance. Now, he went on to say they're still going to require masks in schools and child care facilities. But I promise you this, between now in the midterms, you're going to watch mask mandates, state, local, federal, county, they're all going to go away. Any Democrat who's proposing them is going to slowly back away. Okay, nobody move. Who's got the pepper spray? There's the bear in the woods. Don't let anybody know we've been lying to them for this long. They want to leave it on public transportation, etc., because they got to still pretend. But they're already backing away. I told you, I predicted this, and I'm giving you the timeline. I'm telling you right now when they will stop. It will, over the next few months, you're going to watch them all pretend like they never even recommended a lockdown, a mask, vaccination, none of it. They're going to go, what you talking, mask, vaccination? We weren't even talking about that. Uh-oh, not us. And then they're going to blame Republicans. No, Donald Trump, he's the one who started this vaccination thing. And then they're going to blame all the money grab that went to it. They're going to find one or two Republicans that took some money, and they're going to blame them. I'm telling you how this is going to work. Don't be fooled. Recognize it when it starts to happen.
This is the Kevin.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.